A podfic of The One Girl, written by Liger Cat, read by Podfic Fairy 28. Summary: he honestly thought they knew. End of summary. "So, I heard Isabella's off to Tri-State State," Beljeet started. "Oh wow, really? Huh. I haven't seen much of her this summer." Phineas tried not to let his disappointment about that show. Buford was digging through the fridge. "Why do parents buy such weird food? Everything's light, low, non-free, or diet." So she's leaving? And she hadn't told him? Had their friendship fallen apart that much? "Yes. Huh. I always thought the two of you would end up together." Phineas sighed. "I wish. She's like the one girl I could actually see myself dating." "Like, you are in love with her kind of one girl?" Buford looked back over his shoulder. "No, like the I'm not really into girls type of one girl," he paused, thinking over his wording. "I guess." There was a pregnant pause. Beljeet broke it. "Wait, you are gay?" Skin hit skin as Ferb facepalmed. Phineas's eyes widened. "What? No! How did you get that from that?"
Probably because you just said you ain't into girls, genius."
"Yeah, but I'm not gay. I'm not into guys either." He looked between his friends. "I'm ace." Seeing next to no recognition in their faces, he rolled his eyes. "Asexual?" Understanding hit Buford first. He frowned.
"If you're asexual, that mean we've been misgendering you all these years?"
No, not that kind of asexual. Again, he waited for them to get it. It was a wasted effort. "I don't feel sexual attraction. I thought you guys knew this about me, after all the awkward conversations about who you found hot in high school." He could tell they were thinking back on it. "We thought that was just how you are." He didn't get what Beljeet meant by that. "Well, it kind of is." Buford leaned back against the now closed fridge.
"So what you're saying is, the whole reason you never picked up on Isabella's obvious crush on you is because you literally can't feel attraction that way."
"Exactly." He grinned before the rest of the sentence sunk in, and he froze. "Isabella has a crush on me?" End of story. If you enjoyed this podfic, I would really appreciate knowing, and if you enjoyed the fic, I'm sure the author would also appreciate knowing. Now, did mess up a couple times, so here at the end, there's going to be some bloopers in 3, 2, 1. "So, I heard heard?" Buford was digging through the fridge. "Why do parents buy such weird food? Everything's light, lawn? I just combined low and non." Buford leaned back against... backed. Okay. That's the end of the bloopers and the end of the podfic. Thanks for listening. Bye.